I'm joined here with head volleyball coach Mike Turnbull and coach. Drastic improvement for your team from last week to this week. Just talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing from the team.
I'm not going to say it's constant improvement, but it's pretty getting to be steadier and steadier. And they're playing their way through just one heck of a schedule. I mean, we're seeing, so now we've seen 11, 1, 4, 7. We still got 14, 17, and 20 left to play. That's all top 20 ranked teams in our division. And we're playing them. We don't have that kind of talent right now. Plus, if you're going to compete with those teams, the idea that we started a couple weeks late, it doesn't bode well for playing these teams. But so as we're going along, and I think people that know their volleyball have to be seeing it, but there's also things that our players are starting to recognize, but it's time to push on it a little harder because we're getting close. You can see it in game one, or set one tonight. Come out. This is a very good team. They're up by the top of the conference. They're going to be competing for the title. Another region team from last year, a top four region team. And we came out and just fired right away with them. But it got to that end. I remember 15-12. Then I remember 20-15. And then they slammed the door 25-15. It doesn't look as good anymore. It feels a lot different than it looks. But we didn't swing our way through. They got some very mature sophomore hitters that said, all right, we're at 20, it's time to put this away, and they go do it. We're looking for that, but we're only going to be able to do that against so many teams. So when we play these guys, we're looking for, you know, who's stepping up, who's going to push us forward, because we're going to have to just compete with these really the top ends of our league and our division, but get ready to just throw down with the rest of them. One of them's coming up next Wednesday, and I think we get a couple good draws out in Joliet this weekend. But tonight, early, we served it very well. We did some directional serving that we were hoping to get done. We did that. We spread the net out pretty good. Ariel Bazzoni came out and swung it real well, but then kind of had a breakdown later as far as just getting a little lightheaded. We've had a couple girls kind of sick dragging themselves through this week. But she swung it pretty good. She came back and tried to swing out at the end, but we got what we could out of that. And then serve receive was solid until the third game, and then that just went in the can. We didn't receive it well at the end. Lindsay Jensen is going to be an impact. She just opened with us last week, coming off her doctor's clearance. Played very well over the weekend. She did a good job tonight. Still got to work on just ball control, keeping balls in. But Lindsay's got a good attitude about swinging it. She's a smart kid, puts it in good places. And she did that tonight, picked up 4 or 5 kills and served it well. Plays the back row and passes it well. Sydney Swanson, Kiana Coria, and Ariel Haley Smith, all of them, even Jada, our setter, a lot of touches at the net tonight. Now it's a matter of you got to be stronger with that. And now, you know, that's kind of a thing. Like, freshmen, this is why we get to a weight room, because they had some big, strong hitters banging on it, and our hands were getting knocked off a few. But we're there. So as a coach, you're going, transition's good. We're covering. We're reading better. Now get some hands on the ball and turn it back. You gotta stick it back on them. So, again, a lot of improvement, but definitely didn't like the way we finished out in that game three.
Yeah, absolutely. Tons of improvement, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, but I was just going to talk about, you know, our Esterville local girl, Lindsay Jensen, that, you know, just getting her back in the lineup. Yep. Definitely gave you guys a added spark tonight.
Well, it gives us another arm, and that's important when you got 9 girls. If we can get more arms out of it, that's good. Lindsay adds that arm, and then she can play all the way through. And yeah, great addition. And we're getting we're gonna have to get more mileage than out of some kids, and maybe they've been expected in the past, and they're doing it at, you know, we're seeing as good as Division II volleyball has to offer, and they're just good volleyball teams, and we're a little short right now, but we got to go. I mean, this team tonight wasn't hitting over us so much as like what we saw last weekend, but So our touches are there. And our back row did a great job. I think we had 40-some digs out of Mary Kelly, Faith, Lindsay. Yvonne got back there a little bit, Tomlin. They spread those out, but they're all in that 10 to 15 range on digs. So pieces are falling into place. Mentally, we got to get over the hump.
Well, that's good, Coach. And then Lakers are home next Wednesday and take on Southwestern Community College at 7 p.m. So best of luck, Coach, and we'll see you guys soon.
All right, thank you. I'm looking forward to that one. We're looking forward to this weekend, getting out of Dodge for a little bit and working on some stuff.